Speech. The average price for a gallon of gas in California is $5.57 today. That's according to AAA. And that price is the highest in the nation. We're going to talk about Newsom's plan, why California gas prices are so high right now, and what can be done with Jamie Court, president of the nonprofit advocacy group Consumer Watchdog. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, thank you. Well, we don't know much about Newsom's proposal beyond what he just said. He didn't provide any details. But from what you can parse, what do you think about that? Do you think it's a good idea to issue a rebate?
I think any relief that motorists can get is deserved. And we have plenty of money in the general fund. I think this is just a way of basically doing what he wanted to do by cutting the gas tax without actually cutting the gas tax, just taking from another fund. And I think it's wise. We need to deal with the high cost of gas in California. California gas prices are $1.09 more than the average cost in the U.S., and there's no good reason for it. We've been studying this problem for a long time, and unfortunately, the government really hasn't done much about it.
Well, you mentioned the gas tax. That's one reason. Mm-hmm. There's also environmental regulations that are paid for. So what exactly is the reason behind the high prices? Can you go into the details of
well,
what
I can
the,
go into yeah. I can go into what I know.
Okay.
What I know is if you add in all the cost of California taxes that are higher than the U.S. taxes, and you add in the environmental costs of the cap and trade program and the low carbon fuel standard, you get to 54 cents a gallon. And our, as I just said, our prices as of, I got a little different numbers, as of 3.7, it was $1.09 more than the U.S. average per gallon. So there is a big gap there between $1.09 more and 54 cents because we have environmental costs and California taxes. And that has been something that has been the subject of debate by the California Energy Commission. We've been studying the problem since 2015. And the Energy Commission, the governor, and Consumer Watchdog all agree that there is this mystery, at least 40 cent per gallon surcharge, and we don't know where it's going. We know that the costs of getting our special blend of fuel in California, it's called CARB fuel, are like, you know, pennies more. Because we have a special blend and we're reliant on basically five refiners that control 96% of the market, that they can raise prices at will and there's no competition. That's mm-hmm. that's five refiners controlling 96% of the market. And we don't know, unfortunately, what they buy their crude oil costs at, how much it costs them to make the gasoline, and what they're selling it to the gas stations at. So we don't know how much money they're making in profit, but we want to know. And in fact, there's some new legislation that we're going to announce shortly with Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica to get those all those costs out there. So yeah. We know exactly how much oil refiners are making.
Well, could one of the reasons be that we import 70% or so of our oil because we're just not pumping it as much as other states? So we get it from Alaska, we get it from abroad, a little mm-hmm. bit from Russia, in fact. And maybe that adds money because of added shipping costs?
Not really, because the crude that comes out of California is basically very heavy crude, and it's more energy intensive to refine. So we get more lighter crude. I think the biggest source is Ecuador, and very, very little from Russia. I don't think any, but very, very little. And the crude, you got to remember, if a company's harvesting its own crude and putting it through its own refineries, they're not paying the world price of crude they're getting it from the earth, or they're getting it from fields they have elsewhere, or they're trading for it. But it's definitely not what $127 a barrel that they're paying for crude. So, I mean, the cost of refining have been basically said to be the environmental costs. And the environmental costs, I just said, added, you know, with the extra taxes, 54 cents a gallon, a few pennies more for our special blend. But the deal is they can charge more because we are the only ones largely who make our blend of fuel. So they have us over a barrel.
Hmm,
we can't import it. And that's the problem.
So do you think that there's price gouging going on at that level and also maybe at the local retail level? Because when you drive around here in Los Angeles, for example, you can pass a gas station or be forced to go to a gas station if you're desperate that is charging a lot more than the average of $5.57.
Oh, yeah. There's some that are up at $7.
Yeah.
Well, the I think the big problem is with the oil refiners, with these five oil refiners that control 96% of the market, because they also control prices at like 75% of the retail gas stations in Southern California. They set the price. So when they process the oil, they get it out of the refinery, and they tell these branded stations, the ones that bear their brand, how much they're going to pay for the gas. And we have found, and the state investigations have confirmed this, that those branded stations pay 30 to 40 cents more for the same gas that is being delivered to the unbranded stations like United Oil or Costco. That's why you can pay literally 30 to 40 cents less at a independent station than a branded station. But there are so few independent stations for the same gas. But then what happens is the refiners are making money off that extra price that they're charging their branded stations, and that's why they're basically making a killing on us. But we don't know all the costs that go into this, and that's why we've got some legislation, as I mentioned, SB 1322, Ben Allen, Santa Monica is presenting, that would require the oil companies, the oil refiners, to say how much they pay for a barrel of crude, how much it costs them to make it in the gasoline, and how much they are charging the gas stations for that crude to be delivered. And when we look at those numbers, I think we're going to find that the profits are through the roof, and then we can go to them to take that profits back with an excess profits tax rather than having to go to the general fund to give it back to the consumers. That's who should be paying for this, not the taxpayers.
Okay, so quickly, in the meantime, I don't know if you have an answer to this, but where's the best place to get the cheapest gas?
At any independent station, off-brand station, Costco, United Oil, they're still paying 30 cents less per gallon. You see many lines at these places now. It's been pronounced since the prices have gone up. But this was a phenomenon that the California Energy Commission identified as a problem. The governor identified as a problem, referred it in October 2019 to the Attorney General for investigation for possible price fixing, and we haven't heard anything about it. So it's time for Sacramento to deal with this problem again.
All right. Well, there certainly is interest on the part of the consumer these days. Jamie Court, president of the nonprofit advocacy group Consumer Watchdog. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.